The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Elizabeth Harrington joining us now, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So we're going to have you on because you have an article about transgender toolkits for kindergartners. And I know, transgender, what is a transgender toolkit?
Well, this is in Minnesota. It's Minnesota public schools throughout the state. And they have this guidebook that the school safety council, something to that effect, passed and approved, even though there were a lot of protests about it. And it goes through all the different things. It says it's voluntary, that it's not binding, but it has all the recommendations for teachers, how they should treat students. And one of the main things is they have to ask kids as young as kindergartners what they want to be called, their quote-unquote preferred pronouns. And
oh,
they shouldn't
gosh.
Call them boys and girls because that's not inclusive. So they should call first graders, second graders, scholars, because you can't use the phrases, the phrase boys and girls, even though, even if you have a kid who thinks they're a boy, if they're really a girl, I guess it's not inclusive to call them boys and girls. It makes no sense.
So
really.
Let me, so the kids that are sitting around eating paste, we're calling them scholars? Is that where we're at now?
Right.
Okay, very good.
They don't even know what a pronoun is,
right?
But they're going to be asked, you know, what their preferred pronoun is.
And I don't know if it was first, second, or third, but at some point, I'd be messing with them. Oh, I get to tell you what you can call them?
This is a good period of time for Doc not to be a little boy.
Oh, I would be messing with them like crazy. So, okay, so, but this is tied to a lot of stuff, because they also have some stuff about bathrooms in there, too. Like, if a boy identifies a girl, they can use a girl's room, stuff like this.
Right. So it goes all the way up through middle school and high school. And basically, whatever the kid wants to do, you know, it's their choice. They can use whichever locker room. They even go into like field trips. If they have to stay in hotels, they can get whatever. They can book with rooms with whatever gender they want. And all of that.
Well, that's got to make the parents feel good.
Part, right. All the, for the high school boys, that's a good idea, right? Another interesting part of this is if a kid feels uncomfortable, that kid has to be segregated from the rest of the group, not the one kid who's saying, hey, I'm a girl now, let me come into the girls' locker room and bathroom.
Wait a second. So if you got a bunch of girls, and then there's a boy who says,
I'm a girl,
and he gets to go into the girls' locker room, bathroom, or bunk down with them when they take that trip to Washington, D.C. in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. If one of the girls goes, hold on a second, I don't feel comfortable with that dude, she is then ostracized, segregated, and put under lock and key.
Exactly. And it literally even says she can be removed and put into, you know, their own bathroom, a single occupancy bathroom, as long as it doesn't stigmatize the gender non-conforming student, whatever that is.
Well, I
so
say,
it's
the,
like still
why,
all
why do
about
we
this one kid who wants all the attention.
Why do we stop there? I mean, we should also like have her talk to some sort of mental health expert. If she objects to it, clearly she has some mental problem that she can't see that a dude with dude parts wants to be a girl, then he's a girl. I mean, clearly she's got mental troubles.
Exactly. Maybe she can then transition too, since apparently it's what every kid should do.
I don't want to keep anybody down. You transition, you go through this process, fine. I actually genuinely am empathetic. I feel bad that you have to go through this. But can we not do these political gymnastics, twisting and bending, where you now are saying the person who says this is crazy, they're the one. That's, wow.
Unbelievable. Okay. Whatever happened to the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Or the died one. With the wrath of Khan.
Ah. this is nuts.
So I saw in your article, schools should not assume a student, this according to the toolkit, toolkit, what it states, schools should not assume a student's name or pronoun. School officials should ask the student and use the requested name and pronoun. And the interesting part was school officials. Because I always call foul when people say officials. How do you get the, you're an elected servant or whatever. Yeah. And then I realize, if you could just say, hey, you're a girl or a boy, I guess people who are elected servants could say they're officials.
Yeah.
We call them that, too.
Just
they identify
your,
as, a, as
pick
an official.
Your title.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's it's crazy. It's literally insane how trendy this has become, and then all of these rules in place for something that really was very, very uncommon. And now everyone has to change, whether they can call themselves an official or not, but they can come up with all these different things for kids who, you know, as young as, you know, five for this type of stuff.
So let's say, hypothetically, I'm in school with Chris and Cal and Brad and Jennifer and Kirk, and we're all there, and Chris goes, hey, I'm a girl. I want you to call me a girl.
Identifies. Please call me Christina.
She and her, those are my pronouns, and so on. And one day, either out of malice or by accident, I'm like, give that to Chris. He's, she, he, her. And I call him the wrong pronoun, like I just did, because I said him. I got already confused. What happens to me in that school? What's going to happen if I go to school in Minnesota? Am I in trouble?
Well, actually, you could be. There's something called the Family Privacy Something or Other Act. Of course, it's about privacy. And if a teacher repeatedly calls a kid the wrong pronoun, they could be in violation of that act, whatever that means.
I don't think they're going to be going to jail. I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
But they're going to be violating the law, apparently, by using the wrong pronoun.
Wow.
So we're there. We're there. We're at the point where now we could violate the law by calling a him it there.
So, using the wrong
pronoun. So imagine you're the teacher, and and by the way, it says repeatedly. I mean, you could easily screw this up a bunch, especially if you've known that kid a while. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're the teacher, and you get in trouble for violating the Family Equal Rights Privacy Act.
Right.
And you go to apply for your next job, and said, Mr. Staggs, I see you left your last job after 15 years on the job. What?
I kept calling little boy he. It was a mistake. A horrible,
he did
horrible
boy, little he. Boy.
Yeah, just a little boy. It was a little boy. I called him he twice.
You called him he. That's
he, yeah.
Wow. That's.
It was better than dirty little trollop.
Now, how do they handle prom king and queen,
prom royalty? You. Those are gendered names.
Genderist. Mm-hmm. So do they have other options?
Course, this is perfect for this upcoming generation, and the generation now is now they nominate homecoming royalty. Everyone gets a trophy, everyone's special, and now they can think they're royal, you know.
So what is it? So Royal Chris Cruz and Royal...
Cal.
Yeah,
and Royal Brown.
Royal Elizabeth.
Avoiding genders altogether.
I mean, to be honest, I'm a surf, so it'd be surf doc. Right. So they still have a homecoming court, but it's all just mixed there's a bunch of different people.
Wait a minute. Do they wear crowns or
that's
tiaras?
One of the ideas to do.
Oh, that's right. Are the crowns gender specific? Are they tiaras? That's a question about that. Yeah.
And no one has the answer.
You just cannot do anything anymore.
Did I see that one of the possibilities they're suggesting is also instead of royalty, they could call them prom ambassadors?
You just can't write comedy this good. This is insane. God.
Elizabeth, did you ever know that when you decided to be a journalist or writer that you would actually be writing comedy?
No, not really. I mean... I've always liked to write about stuff that, you know, it was kind of crazy and silly, but it is insane.
So how do you draw the line? I mean, I really don't want to offend anybody. If you have a problem, you want to be called a fiddler crab, fine, I'll call you that. But, I mean, it's all the extra work I have to do and other people. And then it doesn't just stop at you wanting to be called a fiddler crab. Then I have to call them prom ambassadors. You know what I mean? What? And it's not a lunch lady. In fact, I'm not even sure that's a lady. I wasn't sure they were ladies when I went to school. They were pretty rough around the edges, but we just called them that. I mean, you can't do any of that.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.